Let's head now to the south of France, where the Cannes Film Festival has just opened. The war in Ukraine is looming large over the festival, with a slew of films from Ukraine making their debut, and President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the opening via video link.
We have no other alternatives but to fight for freedom. I'm sure that the dictator will lose. But we should hear words like in 1940, words coming from the screens of the free world. We need a new Charlie Chaplin who will demonstrate that the cinema of our time is not silent.
But the big draw cards are Tom Cruise with the European launch of Top Fun, Maverick, and Australian director Baz Luhrmann, who'll showcase his long-awaited biopic on Elvis Presley.
Get a haircut, buttercup!
In that moment, I watched that skinny boy transform into a superhero. We are two odd, lonely children reaching for eternity. The greatest show on earth.
Elvis has left the building.
That's Baz Luhrmann's biopic Elvis, with Austin Butler playing the King and Tom Hanks as his manager, Colonel Tom Parker. Ed Gibbs is a film journalist and is at the festival in Cannes and joins me now. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Patricia. Good morning.
This year's biggest star on the red carpet is Tom Cruise, who's in Cannes to debut Top Gun Maverick. This is the long-awaited sequel to the 1986 film that propelled him to fame. I mean, really, it's his kind of moment, so iconic. How much buzz is there around this film?
Oh, look, I mean, I can't stress how much buzz the film is creating, and also Cruise himself. I mean, he just oozes star power. I mean, it's incredible to think he's going to be 60 in a few months, and you would not know it. And, you know, the good news is, as anyone who's seen this film, because some people have seen this film already, Top Gun Maverick, is it's absolutely superb. I mean, Cruise knocks it out of the park. And, you know, many people feel, myself included, that it actually supersedes the original.
That's a big call.
It's a big call. It's a superb blockbuster. I mean, it's got everything in it that makes you want to go to the movies. And that's what, you know, a blockbuster, it should make you want to go and see it in a cinema. And it's got incredible stunts, great love story. Yes, of course, it's a bit cheesy, but who cares? It's Cruise, it's Top Gun, and it's got a superb cast, I should also add, as well. John Hamm, Miles Teller. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. I have not seen a blockbuster like this in years. I think it's absolutely extraordinary. So hats off to everyone. But Cruise is here like, you know, he's a god. He's a god of Hollywood. And he's red carpet treatment, planes flying overhead, spectacular display, the works. I mean, they love him here. The incredible thing is, this is only his second time in Cannes. He was here, you know, 30 years ago for Far and Away, and he hasn't been here since, bizarrely. So, you know, they're really excited to have him here, and it's a great film. So it's a win-win.
Now, Baz Luhrmann's Elvis is one of the most anticipated films of the festival. I've got to say, I'm a bit excited about this one. When will it make its premiere at Cannes?
Well, annoyingly, they put it right towards the end. So we've got to wait another, you know, over a week to see it. I'm a big fan myself of Elvis, and I am so excited to see this. And it's got the little bits that we've seen, it's got Baz written all over it. He is completely immersed himself in the Elvis story. Priscilla Presley's ex-wife has come out and said it's extraordinary. Lisa Marie, Elvis's daughter, has come out and said Baz really nails it. So the anticipation is just extraordinary, and no one has actually seen, well, obviously apart from Priscilla and Lisa Marie and a few others, the finished film. So the anticipation is very high indeed. And of course, you know, it's taken a number of years because of COVID for it to come to the big screen, but very excited to see this.
Austin Butler and Tom Hanks are clearly the stars of Elvis, but is anyone from the Presley family expected to attend the opening?
Well, it's a good question, actually. I mean, they had a big splash at the Met Gala, I think it was last week, and Priscilla was on the red carpet. Obviously, they didn't show the film because it's the Met Gala, it's a fashion event, but they had the cast out, and crew were out. Priscilla was there, and Jerry Schilling, who was Elvis's close friend, was also in attendance, and they're showing their support for Baz, showing the you know, the support for the film and the fact they believe in it. So there is expectation that someone from the Presley group will be here. Yes, and I would imagine, I'd be surprised if Priscilla isn't here.
The other big Australian film showing is George Miller's 3,000 Years of Longing with Tilda Swinton and Idris Elba. It's been described as the anti-Mad Max. What's the film about?
Yeah, well, it couldn't be more different. I mean, it's a dialogue-driven fantasy with two players, really. Tilda Swinton playing this scholar, Idris Elba, as this sort of supernatural creature. It's based on A.S. Byatt's short story, The Vision in the Nightingale's Eye. It's a very popular story. But it's completely different to Mad Max. One expects, you know, none of the bombastic nature of the Mad Max series, shall we say. Very, very different indeed. A sort of an intense but sort of chamber piece fantasy, if you will. Which he co-wrote, I should also add, with his daughter Augusta. So yeah, a really different piece from Dr. Miller, actually. Very excited to see this.
The war in Ukraine is clearly centre stage at Cannes, with President Volodymyr Zelensky making a plea via video link on opening night, calling on filmmakers to not be silent about the war. There are a number of films from Ukraine showing at Cannes. What are they?
There's a range of films from Ukraine. I mean, I should just point out there's also a film by Putin, one of Putin's outspoken critics, Kirill Serebrennik, if I pronounce that correctly, Tchaikovsky's wife, who was imprisoned, false charges of embezzlement. And as you said, President Zelensky himself appeared via video link to a standing ovation in the opening ceremony, as he has done to many other assembled people around the world. So, yes, there's a strong Ukraine presence here. There's a strong resistance, I should say, also to the Russian invasion. And Cannes is, you know, not pulling its punches when it comes to expressing itself with, you know, the collective feeling on what's going on.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Film journalist Ed Gibbs speaking to us from the Cannes Film Festival, and you're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.